This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, let me give you a little background. When this show started, before I had two pennies to rub together, I talked to this guy. And over the course of time, he has embarked. I don't know if he was already on that or not, but whatever it is, he is now a member. He's the co-host of a very big podcast called the Blunt Force Truth Podcast. And he does that with a cat named Chuck Woolery. Although I don't think always the big name is the part of it that really matters. So joining us for the first time ever is Mark Young. Good evening, sir.
Bill, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay.
Well, it's good to hear your voice and glad that you're still out there fighting the good fight.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. Mark is a Second Amendment guy. He's quite a few things. I wouldn't just invite him up here just because, you know, to go down memory lane. According to Stitcher Radio, where the podcast, that's one of the places, also at Podcast One, Emmy-winning game show host or legend Chuck Woolery joins forces with polymath and serial entrepreneur Mark Young to tackle the toughest issues of the day. You guys typically, because, and listen, I get it. You guys get a lot of attention because of Chuck, but I'm going to hazard a guess and think that you have at least equal, you get equal credit for stirring the pot. Would that be right?
Well, I certainly get, oddly enough, I seem to get more threats than he does. So we're not quite sure what that's all about.
You get more threats than he does.
Yeah, so it seems like there's more people that seem to want to kill me than want to kill him. Maybe he's just a better-looking guy or a nicer person that they don't want to kill as much.
Yeah, but I would hazard to guess that you're the more dangerous of the two.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty safe bet. But it amazes me, Bill, how the people on the left who are anti-Second Amendment, anti-freedom, anti-gun, they want to threaten your life. Now, it's like, I thought these are the people that love Trump's hate.
The pacifists.
Correct. So I always get a big kick out of somebody. And my favorite ones are, if I had a gun, I would shoot you.
That's nice. I tend to think of you and I as the pacifists, because a true pacifist has a choice. We're like Kwai Chang Kane. We can choose to leave you in peace, or we can take you apart at the seams, pal. And these other people, the ones that claim to be the tolerant ones, I think they're more of a, I think they're more, I don't know, shall I say, tyrannically inclined?
Well, that's a very good description. If you look at people that are running for president right now, Bill, people like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and these people, first off, every one of them at some level is now completely in the tank for socialism. They're not running from it anymore. Now, the Democratic Party has been socialist since 1913, but they haven't been willing to admit it. But President Trump has forced them out of the closet. So now they have to step up to it. So when we look at socialism, what do we see? Well, socialism is an elimination of freedom and a maximization of government control. And all you have to do is look at Bernie Sanders' Twitter feed. Medicare for all, federal takeover of schools, government taking over businesses, government breaking up, you know, tech companies, government taking over oil companies. This is what happened in Venezuela.
Yeah. Now, along the lines of old Bernie there. Now, see, I'm of the belief. Do you think he is a NHS fan, the National Health Service from England fan? Do you think that he's a fan of that one?
Well, as you know, his big thing right now is Medicare for all.
Well, that's just a term. So, he wants single payer.
He wants single payer, which Medicare is if you're over 65.
Well,
and that's what he wants to do. He wants to extend that Medicare system to everyone. Now, if anyone's ever been on Medicare, if anybody's 65 or older and ever been on Medicare, they will realize how bad the service is. Medicaid is even worse. And imagine the pain that our veterans go through trying to get government health coverage.
I don't partake of the VA. I am qualified for it, but I do not partake of it.
And why not? Out of frustration?
Well, because, you know, one of the things that the Obama administration did was they looked at VA veterans, and if they could not handle, if they were on full disability, if they took, when they got their VA full disability check, if they went straight to the store and spent all their money on lotto tickets and Slim Jims, they put them under, they gave their financial affairs to a fiduciary. And as soon as they did that, they put them on the NICS list for prohibited persons because they couldn't manage their checkbook. And before I give somebody that kind of control, I'm not going to be able to walk. I'm not going to be able to think very well. They're going to have to do a lot of things for me that I already do for myself, and I'm not going to know I'm even there. At that point, then, okay, fine, they can do whatever they want. But that little thing, and the VA went along with it. So that's why I'm not in the VA.
Look at some of the stuff they're trying to do right now, Bill. If the Democrats had their way right now, I mean, if they really had their way, the Second Amendment would be abolished.
Yeah.
And my response to them is always stop trying to circumvent the Second Amendment and try to get a new amendment to reverse it. Good luck with that. Because that's the legal way to do it. But they're not concerned with the legal way to do it. So they're looking to do end runs around it. Control ammunition, control where you can put guns. Look at this deal in New York now. You can be in New York and have a gun permit. If you're one of the rare individuals who has a gun permit in the city of New York, if you take that gun outside of the city limits, you are now a criminal. So you can't even drive over the city line to go to a firing range to use your gun, because obviously how many firing ranges are in New York?
They claim there's 8. I only knew of one. They claim there's 8 ranges they can go to in New York. It boggles my mind.
But you shouldn't have to do this. We have this distortion of the Second Amendment, as clearly you know, and that is people keep thinking the Second Amendment is for the purpose of having a militia. But what they have to do is they have to drill deeper. They've got to go into the Federalist Papers and find out what was Webster and Madison writing about when they were saying a well-regulated militia. And a well-regulated militia was every able-bodied male, man, except federal officials. Well, why would it be except federal officials? Because the militia was to defend us from the government.
Exactly. Exactly. We're coming up on the first break. Mark Young is a part of a tandem, he and Chuck Woolery, which he and Chuck have done a lot of stuff over a lot of time. We're going to talk about the podcast when we get back. The podcast is called Blunt Force Truth. I just like that. If you ever want somebody to sound, I like the name of it. If you ever need a voiceover, besides Chuck's, because, you know, Chuck, if he's like me, I get tired of hearing me, too. But if he wants something besides you guys, I can make that sound just absolutely demonic. I mean, it should be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now that I'm sitting here, I've been, you know, let's see, 7 years I've had this show. Lock and load. I've been thinking it's just bad. Now it's mundane, because joining me now is the host of the Blunt Force Truth podcast, and that is that is Mark Young. Now, real quick, tell us about Blunt Force Truth. What is it? What was the genesis behind it? What started it?
Well, let me tell you a quick story here, if I can, Bill.
Certainly.
Chuck and I were out riding motorcycles around Detroit several years ago. We were complaining about politics to each other. And we were saying to each other, you know what? We keep complaining, but we've never done anything. So I said, you know what? Let's shoot some videos in my living room tonight. We'll put them on YouTube and see what happens. So we shot a video about the Second Amendment and a couple of other items, stuck them on YouTube. We never paid any attention to it. And a few days later, we get a phone call from Andrew Breitbart, saying, we've got to connect with you guys. You guys are amazing. And we're like, what are you talking about? He goes, those videos. And we hadn't even looked at them. And all of a sudden we looked and we had millions of people viewing our videos. So that turned into being at CPAC and then being at the Republican National Convention, which then turned into a radio program, which then turned into a podcast. And now the podcast, and we came up with the name Blunt Force Truth. Because, again, here's Chuck and I driving along and happen to be in Detroit again. Say, what do we call the new show? Chuck goes, I don't know, Blunt Force Trauma. I'm like, well, we can't call it Blunt Force Trauma. I'm like, how about Blunt Force Truth? And he's like, yeah, I like that. And that's how it happened. It was that quick. So the show is twice a week, and we interview. So one day a week we interview some pretty big newsmakers.
Right.
We have a lot of celebrities, a lot of people out of D.C., a lot of authors, some really big names that people know. And then on the Tuesday show, it is usually Chuck and I. And oftentimes, we'll sometimes talk about topics, but sometimes we try to go deep on subjects because we live in a world right now where everybody's working in this 24/7 news cycle. And what's really happening is about, you know, 90 seconds to 3 minutes worth of news that just keeps getting repeated. So we try to pull that curtain back and try to get deeper and let people know things that they don't hear other places. So as an example, we recently did an entire hour last week on something that seemed to be very popular. We did an entire hour on who is George Soros. And we got flooded with, you know, email and social media posts from people saying, I had no idea that what this guy was into and what he was about. I'd heard the name, but didn't know all these things about, you know, just what a bad guy this guy is. So that's pretty much what the show is.
He can't even go home.
Actually, no.
He can't even go home.
No,
they despise him. Where's he? He's Hungarian, so he can't go home to Hungary. So, you know.
He is a criminal there. He should be a criminal here.
Well, he's got money. That's the problem. He got money.
Does have money.
Politicians and money. Politicians and money. There'll be one side that'll run interference for him.
This is a guy with an estimated $34 billion. And he has $34 billion, and he is dedicated to a philosophy called the Open Society. And the Open Society is blatant communism, which is built on the premise that there is only an enlightened few people, those, you know, in the world of government and education, who are smart enough to know what is good for the rest of the world, and that you do not have any natural God-given rights. You only have the rights that these enlightened people decide to give you. And he's willing to spend that $34 billion to push that philosophy. Now, some people would say, well, why would he spend $34 billion or do anything like that? This is a guy who, by his own admission, in interviews, says, during his entire life, he has had messianic episodes where he sees himself as a messiah and literally and says, And at times I have to do things to bring myself back in, or I could end up in a loony bin.
So he goes the way of Pinky and the Brain and plots to take over the world.
Well, that's just it. You know, people think, well, there is no real, you know, Goldfinger out there, these insane people. Well, no, folks, I'm actually here to tell you there are people like that. And he's not the only one.
We're going to be
going. Look at the guy in California, like Steyer.
What about Newsom? What do you think about that cat? Besides his great hair. He's got great hair. I love his hair. I mean,
yeah, give him the hair thing.
Yeah,
but you got him out there. Yeah, now, and you know, the flip side of that, of course, the great hair thing is then you go to Jerry Nadler, who just is hair challenged. Poor Jerry's got, I mean, he's got an awesome comb over going now. But Newsom, I mean, who the other, I'm thinking of Bloomberg. Bloomberg's willing to spend a fortune to take your guns away. Steyer's willing to spend a fortune to take your guns away. But the beauty of this is, Bill, no matter how many of these people push their socialism, no matter how many of these people say they're going to come to take your guns, and they're going to do Medicare for all, and they're going to do all these things, the bottom line is America is a capitalist country. And every one of these people who are screaming socialism are living their lives as a capitalist. If Bernie Sanders was a socialist, he would give away his $2 million, give away his three houses. He would live in some project someplace. And he wouldn't be sitting on all this money.
Did you hear what he said the other day? Did you hear what he said? He said that Venezuela and the Soviet Union could not be looked upon as failed examples of socialism.
Well, that is their defense. They always have to see that because what else can you do? You can't say, well, that's a good example.
Well, my thought would be, and we're about to head to the next break, my thought would be, well, it started out as socialism, but it had to go to communism, because when everybody figures out you're taking everything from them, then they might revolt, and after you disarm them and everything, then you can be a communist. So there you go.
You look at things like that, it always, socialism always devolves into communism.
Yes, it does. Blunt force truth. Very simple. It was very catchy, actually. That's where you can find it on podcasts, or Podcast One there, wherever, you know, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, wherever podcasts are found, they are there, and they're waiting on you. He, Mark Young, Chuck Woolery, they're bringing you some stuff. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Border Patrol says it encountered or arrested more than 144,000 migrants at the southern border in May. That's the largest monthly total in 13 years. All of this as Mexican officials are sitting down with Vice President Mike Pence to persuade the Trump administration to drop plans to impose tariffs on Mexico over immigration. Acting Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner John Sanders says,
"We are in a full-blown emergency, and I cannot say this stronger. The system is broken. We are well beyond capacity in all of our southwest border custodial facilities. This ongoing crisis has placed a tremendous strain on our limited resources and operational effectiveness.
After meeting with the Prime Minister from Ireland, President Trump is spending the night in Ireland. Now on Thursday, President Trump will be taking part in D-Day ceremonies in France. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. They're the home of the At-One Thumb Hole Stock, or as I call it, the answer to every question you've ever had. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Mark Young. He is one half of the tandem that makes up the Blunt Force Truth podcast. I could do so much with that. I could just we could make ringtones out of that. They never have to hear the podcast. They just have their phone ring at Blunt Force Truth.
Well, I think Lock and Load's a pretty good name, too, Bill. I like that one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's sort of a play on words. I like to say, well, you can have it rhetorically or literally, but that's beside the point.
We have pretty cool opening music, by the way, too. Our opening music is called, it's a song by Kiss, and Gene Simmons, who is a fan, actually gave us the rights to use it.
That's cool. I was Ted Nugent gave me the rights to some of his music, but none of the music that the one I always get in trouble for copyright because I don't know which ones. He said, "Bill, you can use whatever music of mine you want." That's not true, but that's beside the point. That's beside the point. He didn't sit there and help me handpick it. So you guys recently looked up now social media was a boon to society for a while. pre-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It was a boon to society. It was another way of dissemination of information, like podcasts and radio. You know, it was another way to share ideas. It was a platform where now it's like they want to be a publisher, where they decide to make editorial choices as to what can and can't be there. And, of course, most of it is not very even-handed and everything. And I noticed that you guys talked about breaking up the tech giants. What is your take on this?
Well, here's the issue with it. You have Elizabeth Warren who wants to break up the tech giants. The first thing is, breaking up business isn't going to resolve anything. So I want you to envision Facebook. So we're going to break Facebook up. So you have to use the Facebook that's on, you know, west of the Mississippi, and I use the Facebook east of the Mississippi. I mean, it's not practical. And any time that the government has broke business up, the consumers paid for it. So, you know, you're probably old enough to remember when AT&T got broken up and they came up with all the baby bells and everybody's phone bill went through the roof.
Right.
And then Reagan comes along and decentralizes it and deregulates it. And now a long distance phone call is so cheap that you don't even list it on your phone bill. Well, the opposite will happen if they break them up. What they need to do with this is, yes, we have people like Facebook and Twitter who want to curate. You look at Steve Crowder. Steve Crowder just got his YouTube channel demonetized.
Right.
So if they want to curate, let them curate. But we need to take away their federal protection from lawsuits. Because right now they're hiding behind a law, behind a rule that says that you can't sue them for slander for what someone says because they're only a platform, they're not a publisher. Well, as soon as they start deciding what should and should not be on their system, that's editing. Now they've become a publisher. So take away that protection and let them deal with the lawsuits that will come from all of the things that people say on their platforms. So just deregulate it completely, take away their protection, and you know what? The marketplace will take care of this problem. You watch how fast these guys get out of that business when they can't sustain the lawsuits.
Do you think, now I know, for example, that YouTube is a really good example. A lot of these people made a lot of money on YouTube. I mean, there's kids out in California that are 22, 23 years old living in $8 million mansions off of their, they were on Google Preferred and all this other stuff. So it was paying good. And now YouTube, of course, they've had a bunch of other stuff because it's not just guns and conservatives. They're just not paying attention to anything. And they've changed the business model. Do you think social media is actually a sustainable thing at all in the long term?
It's going to be here for a while, but it's going to go through changes. You know, let me go back to YouTube for a minute. YouTube, as an example, demonetized our video that has millions of viewers where we defend the Second Amendment. And we do it humorous. So we defend the Second Amendment with humor. That was actually stripped of any income, and they put a warning in front of it. Now, another video. Now, here's another video that is Snoop Dogg. It is Snoop Dogg shooting a person pretending to be President Trump,
yep,
with clown makeup on, and Snoop Dogg shoots him in the head. Now, that video is running commercials by chocolate-flavored sugar-frosted flakes, because that's wholesome kid entertainment.
You know, that video was produced by a kid named Jesse Wellens. I call him a kid. He's 35 years old. He's always on their trending page. He's one of the few that actually has over 10 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
But he got on. He's in the Casey Neistat class of creators out there. So that not only is monetized, it was trending for a while. It was trendy. It was a good video, Mark. It was good.
Oh yeah, that's family entertainment right there.
Mm.
Shooting the president is family entertainment. But defending the Constitution of the United States requires a content warning. Now, at the same time, our friend Joy Vila came up with a song called Make America Great Again. Joy's video, they didn't even bother demonetizing her. They took her video down as hate speech. Because saying Make America Great Again is hate speech.
Ah.
Words that were used by Bill Clinton, words that were used by Barack Obama, but now because they're used by this president, they are now hate speech. They now represent racism. Their interpretation of Make America Great Again is now that what all of us who believe that think, because they know what we think, because when you become a Democrat, you get free mind reading skills. And what they say that we mean is we want to turn America back to the Jim Crow days.
Mm.
And they go crazy when you try to remind them that the history of race relations in this country has always been the Democrats on the attack. The Democrats were for slavery. The Democrats were against Lincoln. They were on freeing the slaves. Once the slaves were freed, the Democrats created the black laws so that African Americans couldn't even own guns to defend themselves. And you probably know this. The liberal, the Democratic people in this country at this very moment are keeping guns out of the hands of honest African American citizens.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. I'm about to run out of. We're about to go into the next break. I'd like to continue this on the other side, just because of where you're going with it. Blunt Force Truth Podcast. This is Mark Young. He is the co-host of it. Chuck Woolery. For those of you, you've seen him. Chuck is a national treasure. That doesn't mean that Mark isn't. I know Mark, so you know I'm acquainted with him. Don't know Chuck, so I fall in on the young camp. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Mark Young from the Blunt Force Truth Podcast. I'm just auditioning time I do that.
I know you are. I want to take a moment to do something also, Bill, and I want to also let people know and thank you for what you're doing, because people have to keep in mind, when it comes to battling getting the truth out, we have talk radio, podcasts, Fox News, and the left has everything else. So shows like yours are important because it is difficult for people to get the truth. And especially when you look at the world, you know, I go to a lot of other places, and you go to other parts of the world, and all the contracts are tied up by CNN. So people in other countries, their opinion, their idea of what's going on in America is CNN. So imagine how distorted that is.
How can their ratings not be any higher? They're all the airports, too. How can their ratings be what they are? I mean,
they don't have great ratings. What they have is they have long-term contracts in all of these venues.
Ah.
Because they were the first to the 24-hour news business. They were first in back when Ted Turner had it. But, Bill, back to what I was saying about the Democratic Party and racism.
Yes, sir.
You've probably covered this before. And my friend John Lott, I'm sure you know John.
Yes.
We've talked about this many times. You go to Chicago right now, and if you look at who is allowed to have a gun permit in Chicago, because in Chicago, to get a permit, you have to go before the gun board. The gun board is all appointed by Democrats. They never, almost in any occasion, ever give a black person a gun. That's the first thing. The second thing is they charge like $500 for a gun application.
Yep.
So you take an African-American guy living on the south side of Chicago, which you might as well be living, you know, in Guatemala or Lebanon or Beirut or something, because it'd be safer. Here's a guy that should have a weapon to defend him and his family, but he's low income. Now he's got to come up with $500 just to make an application. Now he's got to go before a Democratic built committee and get rejected. But this is the party who's looking out for African Americans.
Well, and you know, when you look at the overall statistics, and this is coming from the FBI, 83% of all homicides that involve a gun are drug related.
Yep.
And every one of the 54%, I think John Lott says 54% of all violent crime or all homicide occurs in 2% of the counties.
Correct.
So you've got these two dynamics working here, and they're all run by Democrats. They're all run by Democrats. Last time Chicago had a Republican mayor, 1931.
Now, notice you're not seeing massive news coverage on this big shooting in Virginia.
Right.
You're not seeing the kind of coverage with this that you've seen in other places. Why is that, Bill? I'll bet you know the answer.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One, he used handguns. Two, I don't know that much about the shooter, but I do know that he used handguns, which that's never good for the thing. If they were 45s and they were single stacks, well, that takes away the magazine thing. It wasn't an assault weapon, as they call it, or all this other stuff. And at the same time, you know, they do this every weekend. Every weekend in Chicago, I mean, every month in Chicago, if you want to put it that way, every month in Chicago, they have a Pulse nightclub. They have a Las Vegas. They have a New Zealand Christ Church every month in Chicago. And we never hear about that.
Well, first off, Kristen Gillibrand immediately rushed the TV and said that the shooting in Virginia was because of bump stocks, silencers, because these people all think that we have silencers like in the movies. It was bump stocks, silencers, and large capacity magazines which caused that shooting. So first off, what caused that shooting was a demented, upset employee who had just turned in his notice to leave his job earlier that day. The second reason you're not hearing a lot about this is because the shooter's African American.
See, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
He's a black male.
Okay.
This does not fit the narrative of angry white supremacist males with guns out shooting places up. That's why the media is running from it. That's why you're not seeing the kind of news coverage that you'd expect to see. Go to CNN's homepage right now. I don't even think it's even on the homepage of their site.
Because
it doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah, that happens all the time, though. They cherry pick these things. And in the meantime, they always ignore Chicago, which I've heard of Chicago as Mogadishu on the Michigan. And you know, that kind of, and I told somebody this the other day, I don't understand black America, because black America is pulling itself up economically all over the place, except in these Democrat-held bastions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you and I both know how we could end almost all of these mass shootings. The way for us to end the mass shootings is to get rid of the Joe Biden created gun-free zone rule.
Well, that would get rid of 98% of them, wouldn't it?
Right, because almost all of these mass shootings happen in a gun-free zone. This new one in Virginia is a gun-free zone. You look at what happened in Denver when the guy shot up the movie theater where Batman was playing. He drove past two other movie theaters to get to the one he shot up. Why? Because the theater he shot up had a no-gun policy. And what we're missing is mass shooters are crazy, but that doesn't make them stupid. There's a difference between crazy and stupid. They're crazy and they want to kill people, but they're not stupid enough to go someplace where they can be shot. And that's why they seek out gun-free zones. Now, in this particular case, this guy shot up his place of work. probably didn't focus on his place of work being a gun-free zone. However, when we look at the statistics, and you know these, when a person that has a CPL, when his bullet ends a shooting spree, the loss of life is usually, what is it, like 1.5 people?
2.5.
Okay, and when the police end it, it's about what, 14?
18.
Look at the difference. And Bill, I used to be a cop. I love law enforcement. This is not something about law enforcement. When you're the cop, let's say that you get there in breakneck speed.
Well, I mean, the average response is going to be 11.11 minutes.
But let's say you get there in three.
Yeah, well,
you were close.
Yeah.
And you get there in 3 or 4 minutes. And I've had this experience. And now you get on the scene. The first thing you have to do is you have to ascertain who's the bad guy and who's the good guy. So you don't even know how to figure out who you're after.
Right.
The licensed CPL holder who is on the scene is a first-hand witness. They know who the bad guy is. And the whole idea that we shouldn't have more people carrying guns, but you go back to John Lott again, and what does John point out? That people who have CPLs, who legally carry handguns, commit 1/5 of the amount of crime as police officers.
Yeah, they do. We're about to run out of time. We need to do this again.
Anytime, brother.
Anytime.
Always there to support you.
Very good. I do appreciate that. Blunt.
And we need
force.
To have you on Blunt Force Truth, too.
Hey, you know my number. I'll talk to you, Chuck Willer. You know my number. Blunt Force Truth Podcast. Go check it out. Thank you, sir. Thanks very much for joining me tonight, Mark. It was a delight.
Thank you.
All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. Dean Weingarten is going to call in from Australia. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.